Okay, we begin the act of four. The Indian Hata'amim Shalom Uvachim Shechiyanu al Sfiris HaOmer. The Chorus Sfiris HaOmer is a mitzvah, just like we do different mitzvahs. We're going to be Sheikh Lulav on Sukkot. We're going to make a Shechiyanu on the Lulav, and we're going to make on the Sukkah. You make Shechiyanu. So this is a mitzvah. So this mitzvah should also get a Shechiyanu, just like other mitzvahs, and yet we don't make a Shechiyanu. So there's a famous Baal Hamor here, on the first page here. He says, "V'sfiras ha'omer yesh ha'sholem, ma'atam ein anu omrim bozman." So that's the first question he asks. How come we don't make a Shechiyanu? The old matam in anu sofrim below bracha b'yantav sheni shal Pesach k'davrina l'inyan sukkah b'shmini sofik shvi mesav yasvid ruvi lo b'vachina. As when we sit in the sukkah on shmini atzeres, we don't make a bracha. We should birkas ha'sukkah omedes k'neged kiddush hayom. Because if you're gonna make a bracha on Leishay B'sukkah, so it's so sir the kiddush, because you're making a kiddush of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres doesn't have the mitzvah of sukkah, so it's a stira. If you would make a bracha on Leishay B'sukkah, you'd make the kiddush of Shmini Atzeres, that would be a stira. Because if it's Shmini Atzeres, then there's no sukkah. Hanami Brukas Omer Amedes Kineged Kiddush Hayom.
What's the Svara of the?
So one second, what does he mean here? One second. Matam Einanu Sofrim below Bracha. In other words, so maybe we shouldn't make a bracha.
We still should count.
On Yotav Sheni Shal Pesach. That's the first time we count. But that could be really the first day of Pesach. Right? One second. That could be the first day of Pesach. Because it's a Tzveik of the Yom, so it could be the first day of Pesach. So Mela, so it's also Stira. Because if it's the first day, If you're saying that it's the if you're counting, in on the sofrim, so we're counting with the bracha, so that and but that's so sir the fact that we're making kiddush, because the kiddush is the kiddush for yontif, which implies it's the first day of yontif. And then so that's also. Because obviously we're doing it with Yontzav Sheni, but and the same thing we do, you know. But let's see what he says. Hachanan Brechas HaOmer Omeres Kineged Kiddush Hayom V'Nimni Nimnoi V'Lo Livorach Baruchi. In other words, maybe we should count and not make a bracha. Maybe the first count shouldn't have a bracha, because if it has a bracha, so that implies that it's the second day, and the second day means it's Chol HaMoed. So if it's Chol HaMoed, so that's Oser the Kiddush. So just like we don't make the bracha on the sukkah, we're sitting in the sukkah because of the sfeik of the yoma, right? We're sitting in the sukkah because of the sfeik of the yoma on Shmini Atzeres. But we're not making a bracha, because making a bracha would imply that it's sukkahs. So, but that would be so to the kiddush. So the same thing over here. If you're making a bracha on the sfira, that implies that it's really the second day, and it's also the Kiddush, because the Kiddush is really only The first day. Right.
Yeah, we're talking about Christmas. Where's the Balamor? Where, from what perspective is he writing this from? From someone who's a Pulsaritz or an Eretz Yisrael? I mean, obviously, an Eretz Yisrael. No, not necessarily, by the way. There's sheets about Eretz Yisrael, but you should also maybe. Whatever, it's not so pushy.
It's not so pushy, though, what?
An Eretz Yisrael you keep one day. Not necessarily.
But the point is,
No, nothing is part. The Rambam held.
Correct. I'm
the Rambam Shita was that there's Yantav Sheni even in Eretz Yisrael.
Correct.
If there were places that weren't have a Yishuv.
Or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, the Briskas, you know, used to keep.
Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim, they keep. The Briskarav used to keep 2 days, because he said, how do we know that the place I'm living here and you had was Meyushev in the time of
But Misama, when you keep a second day yontif, you're doing it not out of it. I mean, I'm just going to say something that's not kosher, but it's Misama, either it's a tzapana, it's a minhag, whatever it is, you're keeping a second day because the chum is telling you to. Sfiras Ha'emer, in Mimachas HaShabbos, it's where it tells me to count on the second day of.
Okay. Torah doesn't count on the second day.
Is that a Pesach? I don't know why it's a steer percent.
Because the second day of Pesach, right? It just counts. Right. Making a bracha, so you're saying that this is the second day of. So let's see.
Saying it in a more stronger way than just I can.
Yeah.
Counting, obviously, you're saying it's the second day also. You're saying the bracha, you're really saying.
You're saying it's for sure. This is the.
The Indian by Sukkah, is a little bit different. If you're on the yeshiva of the Sukkah, and you're being marred that the yeshiva of the Sukkah is actually a mitzvah.
Yeah, but yeah, okay, that could be a different perspective of
right.
Okay. Right? We should have two spheres. Some people, you know, Rabbi Reichman, he's knowing to do two spheres. One La Omer and one Baob. But that's a different two spheres. That's not the same two spheres that he's talking about.
Right.
Yeah. I do La Omer because that's what Reb David Lifshitz did. People don't know what the minhag was for Reb David Lifshitz.
The Litvish minhag is Ba Omer, I think. The Litvish minhag is Ba Omer.
Right, the Litvish minhag, yeah, the most Lushach Ashkenaz Sidurim have Ba Omer. Right. But for some reason, Reb Lifshitz used to do La Omer. I was there for years and years and years. And he did it every night for years. So I got it. Because he did La Omer. But you're right. So there is someone who showed me in two different art schools, Sidur, both Nutzach Ashkenaz, and one had La and one had Ba. And okay. No. But I just got count once La Omer.
He says, "The old matam in anu sofrim shnei spheres misafik, moshan osrim shnei yom tovim misafik. Uklolo shel dover ein lanu l'hachmi b'sfheres ha'omer she'ein eila l'zecher ba'alma."
It's only, what is he saying? It's not a daraisa today. It's only the zecher l'mikdash. So we're not going to be machmir to do sveik diyom. We're not going to be machmir. It's only the zeichem ba'alma, so we do the ikar thing is one sphere.
So how can I seek the beduchta b'menachas in the tameimar money yomi v'lo money shvui? He only did yomi, not shvui. It's almost zeichel mikdash.
So zeichel mikdash is like a lower form of it's only the zeichel mikdash.
Aval hat ino zman ein lano. So that's the first thing. He says that the mitzvah is, it's even a less than a regular drabbanon. It's a less than a regular drabbanon. In other words, because say, for example, Neiros Chanukah is a drabbanon, and yet we make zman, right? But, right? So you're not just saying it's drabbanon. Like, this is a lower drabbanon. This is, in other words, sometimes the rabbanon make a mitzvah drabbanon. Like Chanukah.
The first day,
Sukkot,
is a Shabbos, take all for the first time on the second day. It's clearly the rabbanon.
Right.
That comes from Yochum and Zach. You also say
Shabbos. Right. Even though it's
the
second day, and it's, and what you mean to say is it was Zefer LeMikdash.
Yeah, exactly the same thing.
Zefer LeMikdash. Right. He, you're asking a kash on the Balamor.
Yeah.
Rabbi Alter is asking a kash on the Balamor. It's a good kash. He's asking when the first day of Sukkot falls out of Shabbos, so we're going to take the lulav for the first time on the second day, okay, and we're still going to say Shachianu. So according to the Balamor, that you don't say a Shachianu on Zecher LeMikdash. So I think, so how come you say Shachianu there? By this, so I think the answer is that over there, it's still, it's true, but it's still, it's more than just the Zecher, the second day. Because the second day is a Sfeik in the Yom and the first day.
No, that's over here. In Eretz Yisrael, they also say.
Oh, well, yeah, but in Eretz Yisrael.
Correct.
Oh, in Eretz Yisrael, oh, they also say Shechir. See, for here, I think my answer is good.
Right.
But for in Eretz Yisrael, right, remember, in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to say is Zman, even though it's Zecher LeMikdash on the second day. And according to what he's saying, it's something that's only Zecher LeMikdash. I'm a Zecher LeMikdash, Rafa Pichon, yeah.
But when you say Asher Kitchanu b'mitzvah sof on a mitzvah de Rabbanan, it's al smach v'asisam k'chol Asher Yerucha.
Right, no.
Yeah,
but he's saying that, he's saying how come, he's saying, but to make a Shechianu, we're talking about the Shechianu. He says, you don't make Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer because it's only Zecher LeMikdash. So it means that it's a low form of the Rabbanan, because Neiros Chanukah, he's not saying not to make, right? So Neiros Chanukah, he would make. So then, so Rav Amos is saying that in Eretz Yisrael, when the first day of Sukkot falls out of Shabbos, and they're taking the lulav for the first time on the second day, so they're still going to make a Shechianu, even though the mitzvah is only Zecher LeMikdash.
But there might be differences in Zecher, mitzvahs that are Zecher LeMikdash.
One second. So, yeah. So you hear the kashuf.
Oh,
it's a good, right?
Right. I already didn't say that if you go into Shapiyana, it's a Zecher LeMikdash. Instead of adding Shapiyana, there already is Shapiyana by the mitzvah.
Oh, so that's the word.
Yeah.
So you want to say like this, Rabbi Stauber, Shlita. He said, "Upshot, there's no Shechianu Zecher LeMikdash." He's saying that a mitzvah, that the whole mitzvah Zecher LeMikdash, so they're not going to make a Shechianu on such a mitzvah. But this mitzvah is not only Zecher. It happens to be that we're doing it now only Zecher LeMikdash. But the mitzvah, that this year we'll only be doing it the Zecher LeMikdash, but still the mitzvah was, had the Shechianu incorporated in this mitzvah when it's not. So therefore, even in the years that, I guess you have to say what he's saying, right?
Yeah. I don't like the argument. I could say that the base of Mikdash, they didn't move 7 days to Arise also.
Oh, that's that one would be the Zecher Mikdash. There are mitzvahs that are Zecher Mikdash, as not said, that are Jura Button only. This man is that. There could be Shita saying that. Is that even there's a mitzvah to take? Well,
the Orach Laner, the Bikur Yaakov says, right, if you're in Shalayim, you take it all seven. It's the rice all 7 days, and therefore,
except the Rambam would hold.
The Rambam would hold that, exactly.
Whether that's true or not, whatever.
Is Mana Mikdash, would there be a, when the spirit is there, would there be a
Shechem? Ah.
So he say yes.
Correct.
Same.
So he would never reject. He also has a, he also has a Shechem. And there is a Shechem, but he's not going to say it when it's Mana Mikdash.
Yeah, but here the whole mitzvah today is only Zechel HaMikdash, Bezman HaZeh, so we don't say Shechiyanu. Now, but this one, even Bezman HaZeh, Lulav is still a Daraisa today, so even though we're not going to do it this year, but they are still a Misak and Shechiyanu. So they make a low plug that in years that when it's going to fall out on Shabbos, we're not going to make Shechiyanu, and use the, you know, it's a low plug that there is a Daraisa. This mitzvah exists in general with the Daraisa Bezman HaZeh, even not in the form of Zechel HaMikdash.
Let's say even without Shabbos, let's say a person's anus and he doesn't get a rule of Nesug till the fourth day of Sukkot. He's also going to make a Shechiyanu, no?
He's right.
And that's only because we take it to Rabbanon's.
Yeah, we're still going to make it Shechiyanu.
He didn't eat matzah the first night. He wouldn't make a Shechiyanu.
Right, but the question is why?
Right, the Balamor.
Because if you're saying that the Balamor is Yisod, that something's Zechel HaMikdash, you don't make a Shechiyanu, so then we have to understand, so why will you? So that's what the Alter was asking. So he's saying, but today it's Kulo Zechel HaMikdash. That's what the Arya was saying.
Notice that the Balamor is Maya is a meme mark, that it's not a complete version of the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Meaning, how Raya, a Gufa, that the way we do spirit of is Manazet, is not the way we did in the mitzvah. Whereas maybe you could say, hey, this also is a comedy, it's not a question, it's not what I'm about to say, that taking Lulav is paying the right side. It's paying what we did. In the base of Mikdash.
Right.
That
article,
yeah. You can also say, maybe you could say there's two different forms of
Zeno
Mikdash.
Yeah.
And that's why we say a Rachaman,
whatever.
Right.
You say that.
Well, we
don't
say
it, right?
You
do it
in the Hatin. Yeah,
that. Oh, you're in Shanas, yeah.
Well, okay, the signal be Duchu.
Oh, really?
The Rachaman Yom Roshan. Every Sharuman in Yom Roshvus, Minugu. Yadero, Valdino Zman ain't lot. Latino Zman ain't lot. We're not gonna require Zman. So it's a.
Another issue with Zman seems to be, I mean, maybe that we make a bracha every night, you know, there's another argument about why that is so. But the same, we make a Shechiyanu 49 nights makes no sense.
Oh, so that's
yeah. Right, well, I don't think he was asking we should make Shechiyanu. And each night, he was asking the first.
Well, that raises the same question. Can you about whether we can make a bracha every night? You know, maybe you won't complete. I mean,
yeah, but that's his word. The mitzvah, the way Arya was saying, the whole mitzvah was instituted Zechel HaMikdash. There's no Daraisa element at all, as man as according to this. So you don't make a Shechiyanu.
Well, I think
that the Rambam
was
saying that if you have a
Shechiyanu
every night, then but let me ask you a question. If someone counted days, but they didn't count for weeks, you would say to them that they can't continue the next night. Obviously, so you ask, obviously, they can
count for the other. I don't know.
So now the Balamor is going to give a second teretz. Let's see what he says. But old Shalom Hashim with his mother, Madame Shish Boshum Hano, that the Tilus Lulav, Jubala Simcha, was here shofar, the Zichman Ben Yisrael, and Avim Shabbat Shamayim, who Mikra Megillah, the Chasrach Mana Alon, who Pakina. All these things, they have to be a Simcha element to the Shechiyanu. That's what Rabbi Badi's sheet is, that on the Paris that we have today, if people make Shechiyanu, when people don't really have simcha from them, you know, like maybe you shouldn't be making a shechianu. You see, Rav Shechter likes to quote from the Netziv that shechianu in the Paris is not to do with simcha; it has to do with the Hagaz Man, that you, there's a new, and therefore, and then the Nafkamina is we. Minig not to say shechianu during the 3 weeks, so the tziv says only should apply to a shechianu of simcha.
On all the megillas will say shechianu except for megillas eicha.
For what?
And all the megillas we say shechianu except for megillas eicha.
Yeah.
That's the circumstances seem to overcome the simcha thing. In other words, if it's Kohelet, to read Kohelet, it, you know, I don't know if that's a simcha, but it's the first time we're doing it. But if there's something that makes it anti simcha, so then maybe that's what overcomes. Yeah.
But he's saying it has to be well the simcha. So he says, Lulav is Simcha, Ki Shofar, that we're going to be remembered by Hashem, Mikra Megillah, that we're saved. Pidyan HaBen, Shemavar Chavi HaBen Shachrenu, Lufi Sheyotze, Benomi Safik Nefer. And his son now is 31st day, so now he's no longer a Nefer, so that's, there's a Simcha to the Pidyan HaBen.
The
this is different than it. See, the first thing you say, Seichel the Mikdash, but that's because it's like a lower level of a drabbana. Here he's saying, well, Seichel the Mikdash is reminding us of the Churban. Is reminding us of the Churban, and therefore that's therefore we can't make a shechianu with that. Right, that's what you say. Right. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Let's see further.
Vim Amar Bishmini Savak Shvi Shal Sukkot.
So we don't make, again, now we're going back to the question of Shmini Atzeres. We don't make the bracha. Shalom tovo bracha sheba b'toch yantav sheni shal sukkah sheim edrabanan. The te'akir yantav rishon shal shmini chag d'araisa shu emwe kenegda. So he's saying that still the Sfeika the Yoma we're making. So the Sfeika the Yoma is not going to come and be in confrontation with the Yantav Rishon of Shemini Atzeres.
That's like a steer. He's saying that the bracha, you're saying that it's still Hoshana Rabbah. But then that undermines that. Well, today and it is Yitab Sfeika de Yoma. It's still Hoshana Rabbah. But on the other hand, because if it's just right, if it's the second day, is really the first day. So then Shmini Atzeres is still Hoshana Rabbah. So if you're gonna actually articulate that, that's gonna come in confrontation with Shmini Atzeres.
So what is he saying? That when it comes to Yanta Shmini Atzeres, so Shmini Atzeres is Daraisa, on the day that we keep it.
But now you're gonna make a bracha on the sukkah, which is a mitzvah derabbanan, al tzveikah d'yoma, and become a confrontation with the daraisa. We're not gonna do.
There's a similar
case. What's the daraisa?
The daraisa of
when we call spheres of homework when we call the implication.
Oh, so let me say 1 second. So he's saying like this. What he says when it comes to Baal Anachis Nekor Brikos Sfirsa Omer Biyantav Sheni. So it's the first Sfirsa Omer. What was he asking? Don't make a bracha at all.
Right.
Don't make a bracha at all. Just count the first. Shibobi Koch Yantav Rishon. Shehumen HaTorah. The Nidcha also Mipnei Yantav Sheni Drabonah. She Omer Kenegda. Because on one hand, what are you doing? You're making a bracha on Sfiras Omer, and on the second day of Yontif. So that's also contradictory, right? Because if you're making Sfiras Omer, then it's really not supposed to be Yontif, because it's really supposed to be the first day of Chol Hamoed. So therefore, he's saying, so what should you do? Forget the bracha. But what are you going to forget the bracha for? For a shu omer kenegda derabbanan la'asi v'tachi daraisa. Because yantav sheni is bo mikach yantav rishon. V'nidcha osa b'nei yantav sheni derabbanan shu omer kenegda u'derabbanan la'asi v'tachi daraisa. So what is he saying here?
If you didn't make a bracha, you'd be saying that yesterday wasn't done.
If you're not going to make a bracha,
start counting your sower bracha jobs. If you're saying that today isn't your sower,
if you're going to say today, in other words, if you're not going to make a bracha,
then you're basically saying that yesterday. Because
we're not sure. Maybe yesterday wasn't Yontif, and therefore
that's a problem.
You result on Yontif Rishon.
But on Shmini Atzeres, when we don't make a bracha on the Sukkah, it's not we're saying we're not marred that it's what's it called? That we believe today is, I mean, that we don't believe today is not a problem. It's just we're not allowed to do an active act that shows a zero.
One second. In other words, because we're going to take away the bracha because it's contradictory in Yantav Sheni.
What's the
Daraisa
Ramasani?
So he said the Daraisa is the Yontav Rishon.
Again, the
Yontav Rishon. Yeah. The Yontav Rishon. 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 Right, because the sphere is coming. The bracha is coming with koach Yantav Rishon, but we're going to push the, not going to make the bracha, and that he's Arya is saying that undermines Yantav Rishon because it's Mirachar Sashabas. So you're saying I'm not going to make a bracha because I'm not sure this is Mirachar Sashabas.
By the way, I think this is the explanation why the Siddur Shavuot, I exclude Chabad from this because Chabad doesn't do this, but the Siddur Shavuot, they count Sphira after
the Seder.
The Seder.
So you want to say what? So what do you want to say?
So saying that it's less of a to do any shul mamish with
Yeah, even though Hasidim go back to shul 1 o'clock in the morning to count sphere. Because if you go to Bar Park, if you go to Bar Park on Seder, a lot of them go to do it with them.
Seder by 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just being generous. It'd be 3 o'clock.
There's another little twist on this from Shmuel's house. Yeah. Two questions. Question number one: does an American tourist who keeps 2 days Yom Tov, 2 days Yom Tov Sheni, doing in Israel, can he simply sit on Shmini Atzeres there? And question number two: if you hold by the Aruch Lener and he does really a mitzvah lulav, be the Raisa for 7 days. Then it's something to rise up on the eighth day. It's not as if you can't drop it because it's only Corona. It's not a subject to rise up.
Yeah.
The eighth day, therefore, should you take Lulam on the eighth day? And there's one on Tom, and I believe, says no to both questions. Don't say it was okay.
Yeah, I had to try to remember. They say, in my day, when I was in there to spell, they said it was a Mechloz of Shlomo Zalman and Rebel Yashiv, where the American. It's in Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah. And I sat because the Rebbe Yashiv said to sit, so I sat. Yes, Rebbe Zalman said that.
Yeah. And also said, you know,
even though it's now something that rests. Rubensy from Hebrew, I told us to sit in the Sukkah, but you put the third pot. So, like, Rubensy was a big Talmud of Rebbe Yashiv. Rubensy is the place they can carry out. I remember my day, he used to go every Thursday, he would go to Yerushalayim to discuss the Shilas with Rebbe Yashiv. But he was a big, big Talmud of Rebbe Yashiv. They said to put a dirty pot.
Yeah. It's also sit in
there. For the dirty pot, so the pasul, the sukkah.
Yeah, for the Israelis.
For the Israelis. So, but what about the Americans?
The Americans deserve it.
The Americans deserve a dirty pot.
They live in Kuzaris. They belong in Eretz Yisrael. So the second day you have to question the Rabbi Simons, why is it that on Shmini Atzeres we don't make a bracha because we are concerned about zilzul of Yom Tov Rishon by Shmini Atzeres?
Mm-hmm.
We're concerned about also is it concerned about
zilzul for Shmini Atzeres?
That's what I'm saying. It's zilzul for Shmini Atzeres. We're concerned about there.
We don't make a bracha.
Of course we don't make
a bracha. Right. So that would be a zilzul for Shmini Atzeres.
Correct. Here, why do we? So what's those?
Because the Rabbanan.
The Rabbanan and Yom Tov Sheni.
Right. The bracha is coming for the mitzvah of the Rabbanan. So we're not going to let the Rabbanan mezalzel in the Daraisa. But here, Ari is saying, is the bracha is going to come to be mezalzel in the Daraisa. There we're going to have the Rabbanan. If we say bracha, that means that the Rabbanan of keeping the extra day in the sukkah, which is only on the Rabbanan, is al sfegad the yom, is can't be to be mezalzel in the deraisa of Shmini Atzeres.
When you make a bracha sfera summer, you're concerned about the first day being mezalzel. I'm not sure.
That's what you think because Rabbi is saying if you're not going to make a bracha on this first sfera. You're showing that you're not so sure that the day before was really Yom Tov. That's what Ari is saying.
I can't prove it. Somehow it bothers me to say that concerned with yesterday.
Right, but that's what he's saying. I think Ari is right. I think that's what he's saying.
The real concern I see is are we challenging today's steps that we should be challenging
yesterday?
Yeah, I'm just
rubbing
the wrong way. I can't scroll.
And then he says this.
But by counting on the second day, we're doing what the Torah itself. I'm not sure I understand what the problem is about yesterday. So what about yesterday?
No, but so why aren't you making a bracha?
Which day should I make a bracha?
No. Malabar is saying, why do we make a bracha on the first counting of the sphere?
Okay.
First counting of the sphere.
Which is the second day of Pesach.
Right.
The second night of Pesach.
Which in America, in the Chutz La'aretz,
is it the Rabbanim Yom Tov? She comes in together, or
right. So isn't that considered Pachim Panim to the Yom Tov? To Yom Tov?
The Yom Tov
Sheni that you're making a bracha because.
Oh, it's not.
So no, but he's asking. That's his question. The answer is that it is because if you take away the bracha, where Ari is explaining the. Well, if you take away the bracha on the first day, it's saying, well, the first sphira. So Ke'ilu is saying that I'm not sure whether today is really the second day of. And why am I not sure? Because I'm not sure that yesterday was the first day. And then that's a patch upon him for the first day. That's what he's saying. You could disagree with the pshat I think that's from pshat in the Balamor more. What are you saying, Rav Cohen?
That the kiyum derabana. Assuming there's only derabana is it can't be doka a zilzol derabana. It's not like. The zilzul in the derais is not a derais. He's not saying Sfirsa Omer the first
day. Yeah, but you're saying.
He's not saying Sfirsa Omer the first day is the derais because it's coming to come the first day of Yom
Tov. Zilzul in the derais, but I'm also saying. Zilzul is the question of yourself.
Right. So he's saying, so to have the. Right. In other words, you're saying it to counter bracha, you mean Zalzul in the derabana of Yom Tov Sheni. To not to count the bracha, you mezalzel the day before. That's a bigger. So Rabbi is saying that's a bigger zilzul.
Smallest zilzul.
Right, but he's saying that's a bigger zilzul. That's what he's saying. Okay, now the last nekuda that he's saying. About this base fears. Okay, now about him. What about Sfeika Diyoma? Because if you can count every day 2 days, so then you're going to have to count. So that you have today's 20 and 21, 22. So then at the end, the last day, you're going to count 48, 49. And then on Shavuos, you're going to have to count. Today 49.
No, 50, 51. Shavuos will be 50.
No, but 50, there's no counting of 50.
No, you don't count. So it's 49, 50.
No, 49.
No, 49. 49. No, 49. Right.
But then Erev Shavuos will be 48, 49. And Shavuos. Oh. Right, he said, no, that's. That was one of the questions that he raised. How come we don't count double? But now he's giving an answer. He's saying because counting double will mean that in the last day will be 48, 49. And that's Erev Shavuos. And in Shavuos, the Leil Shavuos, you'll still have to count 49 because one side was that it was 48.
And
so that would be a steal. Yeah. So Nimsa's fear, Shina Mashach, and Yom Tov Rishon, Shalom Teres, Basi, and Zulnula, beyond the Raisa. Hokach, Ein, Lono, El, Mashanogu, Habakol, Shanogu, Shalom Nimla, Shavuos, Hol Yom, Vadmosh, Shavuos, Bechol Shavuos, Shavuos, Vinnah Hayofa. So he says that there will be a Zulnula.
Really going back on the Avamina Tiddush, Avamina Tiddush, like that, oh, he got us all nuts, like the Avamina, like, oh, how could you possibly count the bracha? And then the finish is, oh, if you don't count the bracha, he's like going back and forth on this. He's his far up.
Well, now he's dealing with the question of how come we don't have the sfeika diyoma. So the answer he gives is because that will lead us into the night of Shavuos. We'll still be counting sfeira. And that's a zilzul. Because that's saying that it's not Shavuos. Oh, so 1 second.
It's in the statement. I'm seriously, that's like Well, the reason why you say to the Yoma is because of the Shulchan and the Shulchan Basin.
Oh, one can argue. People argue that, you know, whole concept of sphere doesn't make sense if you have the other day.
Right. Yeah, sure. So that's what the Dvar Avraham. He has his famous piece. The sphere has to be an exact count. Asiri Vadai Vlo Asiri Safek. This week's Parsha. Asiri Yakaidish.
Yeah, right. So the answer is we count the ninth as 10th by accident, or 11th as 10th by accident, also by mass.
Yes,
yeah, that's different by.
So, but then he did. Rabbi Brandspiegel once gave a Sichas Musar, and he said it was about Kovet Chachamim. He says the Balam. So the Dvar Avraham says this whole shtickle, but then he says my shtickle is against the Balam Or, because the Balam Or doesn't say like me. The Balam Or is ready to say that it's fine to count Sfeika D'Yom. The only reason he has against it is because of the last sphere will go into Shavuos. So therefore, he said he was Chozabal because he was against the Baal Amor. So he was giving a Sifas Musa that, you know, you have to have covered for the... So he had reverence to the Baal Amor, even though he liked his Shtikl Torah, that it was against the Baal Amor. So he was...
But doesn't the second day of Shavuos... Second day of Shavuos is mazal there in the fact that you finished the 50 days already. You finished the 49 days. You know, the 50th day twice?
Well, you're not going to count. There's no counting of 50 days.
No counting, but why you... But you know when you started. And you say, no count, Snake of Yom, because then it being Zilva. So the whole, we know that we accept the fact that the 50th day is really the 50th day. So if the 50th day is really the 50th day, why is there Yom Tov Sheni for the 51st day? Without counting it.
Yeah.
It's existence.
Right.
It's Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Sabai Chamishim Yom.
Right, but we don't do it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we got through the Baal Amor. We got through the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor is always very exciting. He always has... very interesting spars, the Baal Amor. And he usually does it, we don't usually...
And conviction.
What?
And conviction.
And conviction. Conviction. Okay, but there are other... But I wanted to... we'll see tomorrow, maybe we'll do the Akiva. Okay. There are other Mahalchim that maybe we could see... In this whole discussion of Sfeik Diyoma and different Achronim. And so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in this practice.
What time?
So tomorrow, 11 at the same time. Okay, Shkoyach for coming. Okay. Sorry. So, next year, regular time, please.